been a week of first world problems for me.
For you?
For me, yes.
Oh. For both of us, I think.
Yeah?
If we count having problems getting No Man's Sky to run on one of my two computers that I'm running it on, a problem.
One of them?
Yes, one of them's having some problems.
Are you trying to box me out of the mic here? Do I need to open your business?
Sorry, you can.
owning the mic. No mic's mic.
Well, you've criticized me for not being loud enough sometimes. So I thought I would just get close to the mic.
Okay, but which mic are you getting? Anyway, hi, we are Buddies in Space. You are?
That's Michael Smith. You are?
And Michael Carassi.
We have a plethora of beverages in front of us.
You have 8 glasses on my desk right now.
Yeah, this is good. I'm going to jump in. I don't even know which is which, but.
This looks the same as the others, which is delicious looking. Oh, I quite like that. That's very nice.
I'm not sure which one this is. I think this is a cucumber.
This might be the vanilla bean. Wow, that's really good with the gin.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't think the vanilla would be, but I saw a recipe online that said that would work with it.
Yeah, no, it does, because it's dry. So it's rose flavored. It's like rose infused gin. That's what your wife brought back from Canada?
Yes. It is a Canadian gin. This must be the cucumber. What? I don't know what the hell this one is then.
There was lavender, cucumber, vanilla bean, and...
And just straight up tonic.
Mm. That's the cucumber.
Yeah. The cucumber's good, man. That's...
I'm really liking the vanilla bean. I'm telling you. I'm all about that vanilla bean. All
right. So far, I've had the cucumber and then one other one. Maybe that was just the regular tonic. All right. This must be vanilla bean here.
Ooh. Don't like the tonic. I mean, just it's not bad. It's just compared to the
others. Vanilla is pretty good.
The vanilla and the cucumber nice and, have better flavor.
It's nice and smooth. So the last one, this must be lavender.
This is lavender.
Is this the same one? This must be the same.
The tonic, you can clearly taste this.
Okay, yeah. I like all of them except for the tonic, really.
I'm just going to save it to last, which for me will be 5 minutes from now. And and let it water down a bit.
This is really cool. So it's a gin infused or a gin.
It's a gin infused rose.
Yes,
I want that rose.
You wring the rose out into the glass. It's a rose infused gin from Dillon's. Is the manufacturer?
Ah, sounds.
It's Canadian, but you can get it here in the States. This one is Canadian. It was brought over legally or otherwise by by someone I know, and it's. It's surprisingly good. It's a little bit. I think it's a very different flavor for most gin.
I really like it.
That would indicate that what I just said is true.
Yes, gin is. It's a specific flavor profile that tends to annoy me, and this is rounder and a little bit more pleasant.
Yes, it's much more smooth. There's not
so much
not the sort of sharp bite of gin that I'm used to, and that I like, and
yeah,
you don't
definitely. No, this is really, I like all of them.
So, yeah, it's cool. And again, we have these are all dry sodas, except mm-hmm. for the tonic is a dry tonic, too.
Yeah.
So we've got a lavender soda,
mm-hmm.
a vanilla bean soda, and the cucumber soda. And they all taste pretty good with this.
I wonder if, I really like a Hendrix, Tom Collins.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this... with the cucumber soda and lemon juice would be a really cool, like a super artisanal Tom Collins. I'm just loving on this vanilla bean.
Mm.
So my first world problems week.
Okay, yeah, lay it on me.
So, we have that same dehumidifier in our basements?
Yes, we both bought them from Amazon. Mm-hmm. It was a highly rated unit.
Frigidaire. The 70-gallon, I have the 50-gallon. Very, very good dehumidifier.
Yeah.
So
we've got ours set up with a hose that goes into a little drip hole in our basement.
I wish I could do that. Unfortunately, the finished part of the basement where I keep that one.
Yeah.
I'd have to cut a hole through the door to be able to run it when the door's closed. So for 2 years, I've been undoing this massively heavy drawer when it fills with water and carrying it by its apparently reinforced handle to the sink, the utility sink, and then mm-hmm. dumping it. And then a couple days ago, I was doing what I normally do, and that reinforced handle wasn't so reinforced anymore.
Ooh.
And it just fell, and then it was so heavy, it just shattered.
The whole bucket shattered.
The whole bucket just
fucking... Because it's a hard plastic.
Yeah, and it was a lot of water. and it's a hard basement floor. Yeah, it turns out those fucking buckets are like $70.
Mm. Jeez, how much were the units? They weren't that much. I didn't think
like it was 230.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, the bucket's got the floater and, you know, the little ball.
So you can't just like glue it back together.
I thought about it, but it broke in multiple places. Like the whole outer frame broke. I was like, this is not going to be fixable. So that was annoying. And then, this is a funnier story. So then, obviously, danced around. Some stuff went down at work a couple of weeks ago, and I'm happy to be where I am in the company right now, having survived the thing that will not be named. I got a call on Friday at about 4:52 p.m.
Okay.
From Human Resources.
Oh.
Okay, so right off the bat, what is going through your head?
Well, shit, I must be next now. There must be this must be the next wave.
Because why the fuck would HR call you on a Friday right at the end of the day?
Yeah.
And I don't work in an office, so they would only be able to call me, right? They wouldn't email me. So then it's, oh, hi, this is so-and-so, name I don't recognize, barely listening at this point. I'm sweating bullets all of a sudden. I've done nothing wrong, but that doesn't matter in corporate America.
No, no.
And
this is the world of Kodak and Xerox and you know, layoffs just happened.
Bottom line, I'm not saying layoffs happen at our company. I'm just saying that some people aren't there anymore. So then it's nice to meet you. And I'm like, yeah, nice to meet you too. And then the next words out of this woman's mouth is, so we conducted an internal audit.
Oh.
And I'm like, clearly this is, I'm about to get fired. We're laid off. And I have done nothing wrong. So what the fuck? Like, I'm getting like angry. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Why are you drawing this out? Just tell me so I can move on.
Right? I'm like, fuck, you better give me a good severance. Like, but I'm like, I know enough to be like, okay, I gotta be quiet. But knowing what I know about corporate America, there's very few ways this is going to go. Of course, it didn't go the way I thought. But so, you know, so I'm barely listening at this point because I hear internal audit, and she goes, and so at the town hall meetings, we just had our company town hall the day
before.
Which
you weren't at.
I attended
remotely.
Did
you go back in for that?
I attended remotely.
Okay.
Because they do it online too. So she goes, you know, we announced our anniversaries for people working here, and we realized we missed your 5-year anniversary. And I'm like, holla fucking Luya. And then I was like, yeah, you know, I noticed that. And I really did not care at this point because you thought, made me think I was going to lose my job. So I was talking to a coworker today and she's like, I was like, yeah, I got a call from Human Resources. And she goes, did you think they were going to fire you too? And I'm like, oh my God, did they use the phrase we conducted an internal audit right at the beginning? She goes, yes, who the fuck does that? And I was like, yes, okay, I'm not the only one who was scared shitless after what our company did recently.
So if you're out there listening to this and you happen to work in HR, and you ever need to call somebody in a situation
in which you are not laying off or firing that person.
Not, yeah, their employment is not about to be discontinued.
Let's run down the list. What should you not do, Smike? What advice can we give them?
Take a long time to get to the point.
Definitely call right before end of business on a Friday. Right.
Mention internal audit or just audit. Or
before saying anything else about why you're calling.
Yes.
And then make sure you've never met them before. That also helps.
Yes.
Because that doesn't feel like an external, you know, hire that's been brought in to fire people.
Or are they doing like a lot of and ah and sort of kind of pausing and
no, it was the super the bush, sort of friendly HR thing, which I trust as little, or as little as I would the and ahs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's HR, so it's like, are you just buttering me up to fire me? So yeah, I thought that was pretty shitty.
So what are they giving you, what, like a mug or something?
A little bit nicer. I was almost hoping it was gonna be like something super shitty, like a pen, because then it would have been like the stupidest, most innocuous thing that I was so stressed out over.
Yeah.
No, it was a choice between Shortel branded Bluetooth headphones, Shortel branded messenger bag, and a Shortel branded backpack. I went with the messenger bag.
See, all of this stuff is way cooler than anything I'll get where I work. We have, like, the absolute shittiest
mug.
Anniversary swag.
Mug?
A mug. Mug is, like, the best. mug is, like, one of the top.
Paperclip holder. No, that's too nice.
I think, like, the 25 or 30 year or something, whatever the crazy one is like a, like a paperweight.
What?
I'm not kidding.
You know what we get at 10 years? We get to expense $1,000 on a vacation, and they give us $500 to spend. $500 to spend. So you get $1,000 towards your accommodations and $500 spending cash.
That's nice. However, I'm a government employee. Mm-hmm. We really don't go that crazy. there's a mug. There's like a picture frame for 10 years or something.
Commemorate all your favorite memories of the last 10 years.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous. Like, I've been here 30 years and you're giving me a pencil holder or something. It's sad. It's so sad. It's hilarious,
though. Yeah. But that's the level of what I was hoping for. Just to be like, I thought I was going to get fired and they were trying to give me a paperweight or whatever. But that's 35 years. So obviously I'm not going to get there. I thought about the Bluetooth headphones, but yeah, common sense, my common audiophile sense prevailed. And
you would eventually just pee on them.
I might not ever use them. I might pee on them right away. And I don't want to get them just to pee on them. I'm not going to give them to someone because they're branded with my company logo. That's just kind of like, hey, here, son, here, it's your absentee father. Here's a gas station gift card.
Whenever a company is getting some sort of electronic gadget thing and putting their logo on it and giving that away.
That is not an audiophile grade device. Yeah,
it's not a high quality unit.
That is, you know what? That product does not have multiple forum posts raving about it. I think that's the universal way of saying it's not a high-end electronic device. There are not multiple forum threads lavishing praise on the base unit before it was rebranded.
It would be funny, though, if you had got it, then you could go on to HeadFi and post up a review of the ShoreTel commemorative Bluetooth headphones.
Guys, the highs are so low, and the lows are so high, and the mids are non-existent, but it's Bluetooth.
Muddy doesn't even begin to describe the bass in these quote-unquote headphones.
It's almost like an entire orchestra sounds like one shitty instrument, which is actually kind of impressive when you think about it. I get one forum thread going. So, all right, talk about No Man's Sky and how I've contributed. Did you
talk about all podcasts yesterday or last time? No, I'm still playing it. I'm like well over 50. I'm probably close to 60 hours into it.
So you are not, you are the 22% who is still playing the game after the first week.
Yeah, I think it's less than that. I think it's closer to like 10%.
Yeah, well, after the first week, after 7 days after it came out, the player base dropped by 78%.
That's really, I've looked at this. I've looked at the forum posts and the statistics.
I'm
and
sure
it's
that's
not an outrageous amount. A lot of big games that are recognized today as being good, when they came out, they were tremendously popular for a few days, and then there was a big drop off.
No, I get
this,
it.
This happens.
It's still fun for me to just.
It's. Need to I know. I don't care though, because I've got a game and I'm into it, and I don't care if nobody else likes it.
And you got a killer graphics card that somehow still isn't making it run well.
Yeah, because it's a. Sharing a motherboard with a six-year-old CPU.
With a weak fan. Weak fan.
Yeah, I think...
Is it ShoreTel branded? The computer fan?
No. No, I don't think so. No. It's just... It's an AMD...
Phenom.
Yeah, it's a Phenom, too. It's good.
Quad-core.
Yeah, it's a good quad-core. I mean, for 6 years old, it's one of the better ones out there. It was one of the top AMD ones when I got it. But it's just, and for that socket type that I have on the motherboard, I really can't do any better than that.
I don't know if even nerds, like building computers is a very specific, nerd. And I can't even use geek when I'm talking about computers. I have to use nerd just because of the 80s. But like, I don't know how many people who've never built a computer realize that like when you commit to a motherboard, it's kind of like getting married and you have to take your in-laws. Like, you are stuck with a socket that is not going to be future-proof for very long or at all. And you are forever limited to, like, only a certain level of processor and you really can't go beyond that.
Yeah. No, that's just it. I mean, if I wanted to upgrade, I have to get a new motherboard, which, I could do that, but then
it's more RAM.
I've got to change my RAM.
Or new RAM, yeah. Although... I mean, 16 gigabytes cost me $100.
Yeah, I know, but it's still something. It's not nothing.
No, I get it. But so
and then the new CPU would probably be like $200.
Yeah, for a good mid-range one that'll last you a while.
Yeah, but what I'm hoping is the case is that it's just a shitty fan that I've got attached to it, which was the stock, the OEM fan that came with it.
Yeah, That's part of
this was again 6 years ago, so the paste is probably kind of degraded by now.
You use stock paste, yeah. And have you air blasted the heatsink at all?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably. I mean, if there's even a fan on it, assuming it's not a passive heatsink.
Yeah, it's a fan.
Oh, then it's got to have like the greasy dust caked on it. Even mine does. My Zalman has it after a couple of years. I need to air blast it.
Yeah. Anyway, I haven't. I got like a $20-something upgrade fan.
Whoa.
It's. I don't want to go crazy on this. I'm just about at the limit of how much I want to spend on this.
I can't wait to show you my upgrades next month.
So I'm going to get a new fan, get a new layer of thermal paste on there, and we'll see how that does.
But you got a sweet-ass graphics card.
Yeah, if only... If it were any other game, it would be fine.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But because, as we talked about, this game, No Man's Sky, is procedurally generating everything in the game.
Which is CPU
Which
intensive.
is just fucking the life out of this CPU. This game abuses CPUs.
This game is the Pulp Fiction GIMP of games to your CPU. It kind of got away from me, but I think you get it, right?
Yeah.
You got where I was going.
Yeah.
I've had almost three of these drinks already.
So yeah, that's my first world problem.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Otherwise, though, I can't complain about too much.
You're American. You can find something.
I
You're a white male in America. Your privilege is being taken away.
Oh, no. Are we going there?
No. I'm just making a general statement.
I really want this election to be over with.
I'm finally getting to that point, that saturation point where, like, I was...
I don't give a fuck what Trump says anymore.
I know.
It's stupid.
I was reading like every article Google was finding for me. I love the Google app now. I'm just like, Google, what do I want to read? I tap the search bar and scroll down, and it's like, oh, all these articles that are about, like, oh, Rogue One articles, Stranger Things articles, fantastic. But, yeah, I've gotten to that saturation point where I'm like, I know who I'm voting for. At this point, I don't feel like ranting. I'm just...
No.
I'm just... All right, I'm done.
I think people are kind of settling in. I mean, either you're like... You've been paying attention and like, oh, yeah, Trump's saying some kind of kooky things, but yeah, I'm all in.
It is really funny how he was like flip-flopping for a hot second there on some stuff. But then his supporters were like, he's going to come back around. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We really need the hateful Trump. And then he did. Yeah, they were right.
And Coulter was having a hissy fit. I think she was about to like, I don't know.
Do whatever Ann Coulter does when she's
Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Probably
going
to club a baby seal. But, I mean, it's sort of trite and cliched at this point for Ann Coulter. It's like, oh, there's Ann Coulter clubbing a baby seal. Do something you haven't done before, Tea Party nutbag. Why don't you go be nice to gay people? No one expect that. Speaking of things you don't expect, I do have a little exercise for us.
Oh, you got something.
It's sort of start of the moment.
I got nothing today.
Well, so I'm starting to try to think of thematic things that would be interesting because, as I mentioned, this is our 46th episode.
Yeah.
And we are but 2.5 months away, 2 months away at the airing of this episode from our 50th episode.
I have an idea or two for a 50th.
I have a couple too, so I feel like we can meld them, maybe do an extra long one or break it into two parts.
All right.
Something pretentious. But for this, something I've always had a passive love of is the most ridiculous medical side effects that drugs can cause. It's just sort of a passing, as a kid, I would notice them and be like not be old enough to really get why it's funny, but I'd be like, that seems strange.
Yes.
Like bleeding in that area should not happen based on what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
In this drug. So
the great part now is that they have to say all of that stuff in the commercials
The end.
And they say it as quickly as possible.
Oh, they fucking fly through it. And then they put a giant block of text up. Did you ever see the Orkin commercial that disguised itself as a really frightening drug commercial?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
It was brilliant. So they did. It was pitch perfect. It was people like spinning in a sunny field and it just was talking about a made up drug. And then it starts getting into the side effects and they're getting worse and more ridiculous. And then a cockroach
crawls
up on the inside of your screen and you're like, wait, what the fuck? And then the Orkin man comes up and shoots it with a spray. And I was like, holy shit, this is an Orkin commercial. That was brilliant. They totally had me.
Nice. Yeah, I remember that now.
So, I did some research into the most ridiculous drug side effects I could find.
And like these are some of these are drugs that I don't know how else to describe it, but luxury drugs. Like drugs that you don't need to keep yourself alive,
mm-hmm.
but that make something easier or make your dick stay harder longer or take the place of doing some other thing that would keep you alive. It's like, isn't doing this thing really annoying? Why don't you just do this instead? You only need one of these a month.
Do you not like eating vegetables? But
it might do this.
Have a third leg. So I have not gone through the article. I only kind of read the first one to make sure the article was kind of what I wanted. So the article itself is kind of funny. I don't want to rely on that, but I do want to. They do highlight the ridiculous things that some of these drugs do. So I thought we could just sort of riff on it and see what happens. But so the first one, and I knew about this. This is pretty well known. So have you heard about the ridiculousness that Ambien causes?
Oh, yeah, Ambien's fucking terrifying.
Yes.
Wait, no, maybe I'm not thinking of Ambien.
There are a lot of drugs that are terrifying.
Which is the smoking one? That's not Ambien.
Oh, no, that's Chantrix.
Chantrix.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about because my mom's trying to quit smoking now.
Oh.
And she's like, I don't want to commit suicide, so I'm not going to take Chantrix. I'm like, okay, that's fair.
Should we riff on that one for a second, or is that on the list?
I'm sure it's on here. Okay. I went through a couple articles, and they all listed Chantrix. And it's like, all right, clearly this is a thing. If it isn't there, we'll riff.
So Ambien is a sleep aid.
Yes, it's a sleeping pill. It's supposed to be an alternative to Valium.
And as I understand it from talking to you and your lovely wife.
More my wife, because I'm just repeating what she's told me.
Both know a good amount or two about sleep aids and sleep in general.
Well, okay, let's clarify that. Anything I know about sleep aids is a funhouse mirror retelling of what my wife has told me about.
All right, that's even better.
What I can tell you about firsthand is what it's like to be a shitty sleeper. But she knows more about that than me anyway, because she studied it for years.
She can just watch you.
Mm-hmm. I sleep way better since we started dating.
So, as I understand it mm-hmm. from you and Erica, sleep aid sleep is shitty compared to just sleep. Just in general. Is that true?
That is my understanding.
Okay.
If you are taking sleep aids and you have not done everything you can to improve your sleep hygiene, then you are an idiot. So if you are watching TV and eating pizza in bed right before you go to bed,
mm-hmm.
that is what you need to be fixing.
I drink 3 cans of Mountain Dew before I go to sleep. Right. Why? Yeah. What's wrong with that?
What? I do a 5-hour power gaming session. I stare at bright lights and I go right to sleep. I need Lunestra. So Ambien, I think from what I can tell, this is just too good at its job. So apparently it causes people to do things in their sleep that they normally wouldn't be able to.
What?
So there have been many reports of people crashing cars because they were driving while asleep. So it's like extreme functional sleepwalking. But I do want to read this because this story is awesome. So then they said, and then there's a crazy story about, this is a Listverse site, so it's a listicle. There's a crazy story about an Australian couple who were both taking Zolpidem, which is Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
The woman hallucinated that she was floating above the bed before projectile vomiting like that movie with Linda Blair. It gets better, though. Her husband strapped on a tool belt, loaded it with spatulas, and then tried to clean it up.
Wait, they were... what?
They were both on this on Ambien.
So they were...
They had this weird, shared, crazy, like, experience. And then she goes, the next morning we thought it was a bad dream. She said, it wasn't.
Oh my god.
I just imagine a dude like completely like half mostly naked just with a tool belt full of spatulas like flinging puke everywhere as his wife's like But I think there's got to be some good use for that. Like how could you spin that as a selling point?
I get more done while you're asleep.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking too. It's like, do you not have enough time in the day? Do you not have enough time in the day to crash your car? Do it while you're sleeping. It's more efficient.
I have sleptwalked before. I know this.
As an adult?
I've been told. Yeah, not for a long time. Not for years and years. But I know it's something that I've done in the past. Or sleep talking.
Yeah, that's more common.
Yeah, I haven't done anything like that in a long time.
I wonder if it happens less. So it's much more common in children.
Yeah, I remember my parents telling me that I would do that once
in a while. I did it. I watched my brothers do it. It's very funny, if not a little creepy. There weren't as many scary children horror movies in like the 80s, so it was, I think, funnier when my brothers did it. When my son does, it's probably going to be like, ugh, it's the Conjure doll omen. But I feel like as I'm getting older, I do less sleep talking. I do less. I haven't sleptwalked in years. Have you slept talked?
Not that has been reported to me recently.
Check the logs that your wife keeps on you. I'm sure it's in there.
Yeah, I'm more just doing the sleep noises.
The sleep noises?
Yeah, like I do mouth noises. Just gross noises. Yeah, a lot of clicking and snorting, and I grind my teeth, so that's a thing.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. You have a mouth guard you don't use, right?
Yeah, I should use it more often. Sometimes it's like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, and sometimes you want to feel like you're Hannibal Lecter.
All right, what else we got?
I've never heard of this one.
What is it?
So this is scopolamine?
Sounds delicious.
So this one's really weird. So this one, actually, the side effect is so insane that it's exploited by Colombian criminals.
What? Okay. I'm intrigued now. Yeah,
so scopolamine, I'll just assume that's the pronunciation, is a drug that causes amnesia and suggestibility.
It's like a roofie drug?
Basically, yeah. But this is just as crazy because it's even easier to give to someone than Rufinol.
What?
The really scary thing about this drug is how easy it is to administer. Criminals in Colombia have been blowing the powder form of it into the faces of victims.
Oh my God, this is like voodoo powder.
Yeah, this is voodoo powder. Who then happily empty their bank accounts or assist in the robbing of their own house.
What?
The morning after, the victim has no idea what happened.
Oh my God.
There was a rumor that people were getting touching business cards that were soaked in it and having that affect them, but that was
debunked. What? That seems a little.
So apparently this is pretty much limited to Colombia, but that's.
So this is, okay, yeah, you've seen Serpent in the Rainbow, right?
I'm familiar with it to some degree.
Oh my God. Great, great film.
No, hold on, Mr. House. Mr. House is okay, a great movie.
Okay, no, Serpent in the Rainbow is genuinely a good
when
film.
When did you last see it?
In sometime in the 80s, probably.
Okay.
No, I've seen it more recently. Okay. I've seen it more recently.
In the 90s?
Probably around in the early aughts. Because it comes on TV every once in a while.
Yeah, I because I it's a the good last film. 5 minutes of it in the 90s, and I didn't understand what was going on. But Bill Pullman's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good, good film.
But it's about voodoo.
Yes. It's about voodoo. It's very, you know, it's like kind of fantasy voodoo sort
right,
of stuff.
Right.
Not real voodoo.
Because real voodoo is really fucking boring.
Yeah.
But Hollywood voodoo is way cooler.
But it's it takes place mostly in Haiti, which, you know, there you go.
Well, voodoo land.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that really what it's called?
But there are scenes where dust is blown into the faces of people, and it's that sort of same effect where they're just
extreme suggestibility, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same thing or the same family.
I don't know. That's very interesting.
They don't say what it's derived from or anything, so that's crazy. All right, next on the list is nutmeg, which is apparently a hallucinogenic.
What? Nutmeg? Good old nutmeg?
High doses of nutmeg can induce hallucinations, which has led
many
people...
Why are we down here? Why are we going up to the kitchen and trying this stuff out?
I don't think we have nutmeg, to be honest. What? We have like every other
pie
spice.
Oh, so you used it all is what you're saying.
All I'm saying is I'm tripping balls right now, but the pie was delicious. I'm just gonna... Your nose is flying away. Here you go. Here's your nose.
Thank you.
Take your nose.
No, this nose has got to be free. Nose
take,
has
take
to
your
be
nose.
Free.
Take your nose.
Nose has to fly free. I'm free nosing.
Free nosing. High doses of nutmeg can induce hallucinations, which has led many people strapped for cash or wanting a legal alternative to more famous hallucinogens to throw back massive doses of a kitchen spice. Oh man, this does not sound good. These trips are normally unpleasant and more closely resemble psychotic detachment from reality as opposed to the psychedelic 60s.
Oh, my God.
Also, great. Here we go. And this is actually very common.
So if you want to have a really cheap, bad trip, buy like 20 things of nutmeg.
And just go nuts.
Wegmans and go nuts.
It gets worse. Accompanying the hallucinations is severe anxiety and a sense of impending doom.
Which is very common. Is where that came from. Wait, a lot of them
have impending doom. Yeah, we saw something that had that. That's a common one.
No, that was for some allergy that Erica found.
That's right, yeah.
There was like possible allergy symptoms.
Sense of impending doom. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Was that one of the quinoa allergy things? I don't know.
That would be awesome.
But I don't, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't get that. I don't get the sense of impending doom whenever I get an allergy attack.
I just get
like anaphylactic shock. So
I'm not,
which is kind of impending doom.
But that's not a sense, that is actual impending doom.
Yeah, okay. I would like to be breathing and I can't. This is a problem.
So okay, let me ask you, if you had the choice of either going into mild anaphylactic shock or have an extreme sense of impending doom, which one would you choose?
I would have to go with impending doom because it's, you know, not actually something that would kill me.
But you don't know that.
Well, I know. But, I mean, I know that now.
Yeah, you wouldn't know
that
then.
And then I get to choose now, do I want something that could actually kill me or something that's just going to scare the fuck out of me? I'm going to go with scare the fuck out of me.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, if you look up and it's like, oh my God, there is the meteor from Final Fantasy VII is actually finally going to hit after I've been leveling and grinding for 80 hours. I'm going to die. You might go fucking nuts. You don't know. So, but I get it. You're rolling the dice here.
I'm also thinking entertainment value.
Okay, you know what? I would choose sense of impending.
See, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Because I'd be there with you.
That would be more fun at parties.
I'd stop the. I'd make you put the knife down and whatever else.
What's next? There's a picture of Jaws from Moonraker.
Yep, this is the human growth hormone can turn you into a Bond villain. So a potential side effect of using human growth hormone in sports can be looking like a bond. Okay.
That HGH, just makes you look all freaky and...
necessary for growth. Athletes been known to... Right. Very nasty side effects. The most intense side effect of human growth hormone is a condition called acromegaly. Acromegaly causes skin to get thicker, the hands and feet to swell, and the jawline to become more pronounced, causing gaps between the teeth. So basically, yes, it turns you into Jaws.
This is... God.
Wow, the other days
messed
of
up. Human growth... Now, this reminds me of that... Because I forgot to bring them back, but I did finish those, the last
Alias?
Two. Jessica... Yeah, Alias.
Jessica Jones, Source Comics, yep.
You gave me. And the one of the ones was the Spider Woman or Spider
Girl. Oh, that they
were
harvesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was disturbing.
Yes. So they had, without giving too, well, I don't know. Nobody's going to read this, right? Does a spoiler for a 20-year-old comic count as anything?
No, I think shame on you for not reading Alias at this point.
So yeah, there's a bit where
there's a pretty big story arc.
Yeah, it's a big it's the whole volume.
Yeah, it's like one quarter of the original Alias run.
So there's this girl who is Spider Girl.
Spider Girl, yeah.
Spider Girl, and she's been missing, and Jessica is trying to find her
after she crashes in her apartment, all drugged out, and then runs away.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's this long, confusing thing, but the upshot is Jessica's trying to find Spider-Girl to get her back to some sort of normalcy.
Well, the funny thing is to get her back to her foster father, who's J. Jonah Jameson,
yeah.
Who hates Spider-Man.
Yes.
It's complicated. But Bendis is a good noir writer, and it was a good comic. Anyway, go on.
So, when she finally does find her, it turns out that she's been keeping all drugged up. She's
been kept
drugged up so that her drug dealer, quote unquote, boyfriend, but not really boyfriend,
captor,
yeah. Yeah. And his buddies can like use her tissue and blood to
basically become temporarily superpowered. And get
yeah,
high.
It's like mutant growth hormone,
right? But temporary,
yes.
Although it does, I think, gradually make their forehead like make them look like Neanderthals.
Yeah, so it's like kind of the same thing.
Yeah, really. I mean, clearly is what they were doing.
Yes.
here's the creepiest part about this, though. The early days of HGH use were even scarier as it was sourced from dead bodies.
Yeah.
That's not just disgusting because the practice led to many cases of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a brain disorder similar to mad cow disease, but is basically mad human disease. So, yeah. Oh, I've never heard of this one.
All right.
So some of these are just straight up drugs, but they're pretty interesting. Bromo dragonfly.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that sounds cool, right? That sounds like some sort of hipster band.
So apparently I don't see it. Oh, I guess I see it. The molecular structure apparently resembles a dragonfly. That's
okay. Yeah, that's a real stretch.
What it does though is it's a supercharged version of LSD with trips that last up to 3 days.
Nice. Now that is getting your money's worth.
Yeah, but that sounds horrible.
So, I mean, if you plan for it, you're like, I'm taking a long weekend. I'm going to need people to be around me.
If you see me in the news, just shake your head and smile.
Yeah. I want somebody by my side at all times. I'm just saying, I'll do this for you in a couple of weeks from now.
No. This shit's no good. Oh my God. So sometimes people sell this as LSD.
Oh. So is this the brown acid?
Maybe. So again, LSD will last a couple hours. This will last up to 3 days, and it has like a shit ton of nasty side effects. They include seizures, spasms in your veins, and blood vessels.
Wait. Spasms in your veins. How does that even happen?
Blood vessel constriction.
Okay.
So it's like you're going,
but it's just your veins are doing that.
Could you imagine looking at a vein? And it's going like. Yeah, man. And then and then you're tripping at the same time. So you're like,
You're like, my God, my veins are like pulsing. And somebody else comes over and says, they actually... Oh, yeah, they actually are. Like, no.
Dude, you're messing with my never-ending high. it has led to amputation of limbs in severe cases.
What?
Well, blood vessel constriction, yeah. The trips have been described as being dragged to hell and back again.
All right.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a selling point on this. So it must just be cheaper than regular acid?
Yeah.
Which is, I thought regular acid was not that expensive.
Yeah, you can make with household ingredients or something, right?
Even I don't know.
Or like it's, basic chemistry ingredients.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the point of that existing is.
Well, bath salts. It's the same thing, right?
Oh my God.
Like, can you make a cheaper, scarier version
of it? It's not technically illegal because it's chemically different, I guess.
Have they illegalized bath salts yet?
Oh, probably.
I hope so.
But this is one of those arms race deals where, you know, I'm not saying that applies to this, but it sounds like it would have. Whereas, you know, once something is illegal,
you switch to
the chemist jump in and like, okay, well, this is not quite the same. We've taken this out and put this in this molecule, and instead, it'll get you high pretty much the same way as acid.
You might eat your mom's face.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It might even last a little longer. Hey.
Like it never ends.
and because it is chemically different, not technically illegal
yet.
Yeah.
But the law will hopefully, in this case, catch up to it.
And again, this is speculation on our part. Please do not take our legal advice when it comes to which drugs you should or shouldn't experiment with.
I think legally the safest thing is to say you should take all drugs. Every drug you can get your hands on. Because
they're all just as good.
They're all drugs. So I feel like we're absolved, right? That's how the law works, right? We're not picking sides here. This one I think I knew about. So the fake pot, Ramonidant?
Fake pot?
Yeah, it's the anti-pot.
What?
So it's basically, it was created to get people high without giving them munchies.
Okay.
Which sounds like a bad idea.
So is it still some sort of THC thing?
No.
Or is it?
No. So it's a drug. It works in the same places in the brain as cannabis, but has exactly the opposite effect.
Oh. That doesn't sound good.
Oh, so this strategy and the drug were actually approved for weight loss.
What? So it makes you not hungry at all.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So Ramonidant is also found to have opposite effects to weed in other areas, too. It increases sperm motility.
Wow.
And improves short-term memory in animals.
What?
So it is literally the anti-pot.
So this This sounds interesting.
It sounds like something you'd want, except
but
for...
But it probably makes you not calm at all.
well, yeah. So, I'm going to read what they said. If you've ever seen someone have a big toke on a joint, you know that more often than not, they have a smile on their face. Because, say what you will about pot, it tends to make people feel pretty good. So, Ramanaband... Mm-hmm. Ramanaband, I really don't want to say it, has the opposite effect as well in that regards.
It bums you out.
It does. It totally brings you down. So it makes them feel withdrawn, and it got pulled off the market really quickly because it makes people depressed and suicidal.
Jeez.
So, look, stick with weed. Weed will make you fat, but you'll be fucking happy about it.
Or you could take both and just be normal, I guess.
Just go up and down, up and down. Or I guess just not do drugs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's the fun in that? Oh, super heroin.
Super heroin?
What? Oh, this does not sound good.
Okay, so this is not this to be confused with a super heroin.
No.
It would be
nope.
a female superhero.
This is the super heroin. This is etorphine, and it is...
It's what?
Etorphine?
Okay.
Etorphen? I don't know how to say it.
I don't know.
It is 5,000 times stronger than heroin and can overdose a human simply through skin contact.
Oh my God. Why would somebody?
That's what they're asking. So they're like, so knowing what heroin has done to people, why would scientists sit down and develop a drug 5,000 times as strong? So it's a drug that works the same as heroin and morphine, but never really took off on the streets because it's too potent to do anything except instantly kill
you. So do you just, like, work your way up to it?
No.
I've been taking heroin for about 5 years now. I think I'm almost ready for super heroin.
And then you're just done. You're dead. It's the checkout card. It's the punch-out card for heroin addicts. Okay, so...
We laugh, but heroin's, like, a huge problem.
Yeah, I know. Erica was telling me that. What the fuck?
This is crazy.
When did that happen? It's all over New York State. Like, upstate New York.
Because it's cheap, I think.
Just, why can't everyone just smoke weed?
Well...
Apparently, weed is more expensive than heroin, from what I've heard.
Yeah, heroin is, like, suddenly very inexpensive. A lot of it's coming in through... like Chicago and Illinois, as I understand it. My understanding is pretty limited, but it's being pushed in by one of the big
cartels.
South American cartels, and it it appeals kind of targets the people who have been addicted to like prescription painkillers.
Which is a very large base of people, I would imagine.
Yeah. So this kind of hits the same notes as the prescription stuff.
But it has haven't people described as being an orgasm too? Like that's what they talk about Trainspotting a lot.
And it's cheaper.
And easier, probably easier to get than prescription medication nowadays.
Yes. So yeah, it's had a huge, I guess, comeback. Over the last
I honestly few years. Thought that heroin was just it wasn't a thing anymore. It shows what I know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So super heroin.
Etorphine or etorphine. I never know how to pronounce these words.
Is this still super heroin or is
we're still talking about it.
Okay.
So it is only used to sedate large animals. Check this out. 1/100th of a gram can knock out cold a 3-ton elephant. I just saw,
how much?
I went from kilograms to pounds to, so a 3,000 kilogram, 6,614 pound, 3-ton elephant.
Okay.
1/100th of a gram. Well, which by touching it, I think. Contact with skin can be enough to cause an overdose in humans. So whenever the drug is used to, an assistant with an antidote has to be ready. So anyone touching it has to have a person ready with the antidote. They describe it as pulp fictioning you.
Wow.
With the...
Yes. Ugh. God. That scene still just creeped me out.
Whoa! This is real? I thought this was an urban legend.
Is it adrenochrome? No.
No. DNP? It's a weight loss drug?
Okay.
Is that an adrenaline thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which might be an urban legend. I don't know. Maybe we can look that up. I'm in Hunter S. Thompson territory here.
Okay.
Yeah.
DNP burns fat in humans so well it raised body temperatures and cooks the user from the inside.
So it's like spontaneous human combustion.
Yeah, it's like forced spontaneous human combustion. But they were so skinny when they died. They looked they so looked good. Great. Their burnt, charred corpses look so hot. Literally.
Nice.
2,4-dinitrophenol, or DNP, is a drug that screws up the way your body uses energy. It was used for weight loss in the 30s.
So this is like...
This is old
this
school.
This is all just sort of crazy science fiction sort of stuff.
That we were really doing to ourselves all the way back then. It's screwed with the way your body uses energy, so that energy is used up without any effort on your part. Mm-hmm. You can eat all the fried chicken that
sounds
you want.
Sounds good.
Right?
That sounds, yeah. This actually makes sense compared to some of the other crap that's on here.
So basically, you can burn off a bunch of fried chicken while you're playing Xbox, is the way they explain
nice.
It.
Nice. I'm in.
So while this may sound like the best invention ever, there's a drawback. The drug was discontinued in 1938 because people were literally cooking from the inside with massively raised body temperature, heart rate, and sweating that was often fatal.
Oh, fatal sweating?
Yeah, maybe dehydration?
I guess.
I mean, if you're sweating that much and you don't realize it, right?
Yeah.
The drug is available through online pharmacies and people are still taking it and it's still killing people.
Nice.
So that's got staying power.
Yeah. It's a classic.
Oh, this is the one I've heard of. Synthetic marijuana. Yeah, what, have you heard about this?
It's a picture of a dog?
It's a stoned-looking dog.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, I'm a fucking poodle in a birthday hat.
So synthetic marijuana.
Yeah, this I heard about.
Is this THC or is this some other?
It's synthetic.
But it's synthetic THC? THC,
yeah. Okay. So, oh, okay, here we go. Do you want to take a crack at this word? Because I'm going to butcher it. Dimethylheptylpyrin.
Heptylpyrin, yeah.
Dimethylheptylpyrin.
You're doing fine.
All right, that was actually the easiest one to say of all of these. It's a U.S. military-designed marijuana, so potent...
Okay, anytime you get into military-designed drug, you're like, this is either going to be fucking cool or fucking terrifying.
I've seen Jacob's
both.
Ladder. I've seen
I know,
Jacob's Ladder.
I know, it's the Jacob's Ladder drug. I hope that's what it is. Does it help you like kill all your friends and then have a bizarre near death or actual death hallucinations
or extended weird dance club scene
or does it give you psychic powers?
I don't think it's not MK Ultra.
Okay.
Yeah, which is apparently a real thing. So Stranger Things and everything else that's ever been based, all the X-Files episodes are all based on one actual government experiment called MK Ultra. Dimethylheptylpyrin is a U.S. military-designed marijuana so potent... Oh, this isn't what I heard of. So potent that 1 milligram dose can leave soldiers unable to perform their duties for up to 3 days.
Okay, now, I'm not really sure why the military would want this.
I think they explained
it. It seemed to be counterproductive.
Well...
We're not going to have super soldiers, Yeah, they will be super napping or just... Yeah.
Well, wasn't in Jacob's Ladder, wasn't the thing that they were trying to figure out a way to make a soldier still sharp, but all of the stress of the battlefield would be subdued? Wasn't that the point?
It was something like that.
Like, they're trying to figure out, so, like, weed, it slows you down, but it also, like, reduces your stress levels. They were trying to get it somehow so that you would have the sharpness and awareness, but the stress would be gone. So you could perform extremely well under pressure.
Yeah, and I think that was it, that like even if you like had an arm blown off, you could still keep going and be fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll die relatively
later.
Speaking.
I'll die later. So apparently from the 50s to the 70s, the U.S. military had a fun little side project at the Edgewood Arsenal, and they would give soldiers various drugs and chemical agents to see what happened. So this is basically Jacob's Ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So it was called DMHP. So it gives all the classic signs of being baked, like red eyes, hunger, and sluggishness. However, rather than a couple of joints, 0.0002 grams is all of the DMHP you need to get the average person staring at their shoes and giggling.
Wow. And
1 milligram, that would make people basically catatonic for 3 days. Yeah, oh, okay, no, this makes sense. They thought that they had found the ideal non-lethal incapacitating agent.
Oh.
So you could like throw a smoke bomb of it over the to the other side and just knock everyone out.
Just pray the wind doesn't shift.
You could just spray the enemy base with DMHP and walk in an hour later while everyone's watching Friends reruns and eating Cheetos. Oh, this is funny. This isn't even really that big a deal. So it's just they developed more effective chemical warfare that were weaponized and they just stopped using this. They had super weed and they just sort of walked away from it. That's kind of sad.
So it was like Soma.
That sounds familiar.
Brave New World?
Ah.
Did you read that?
No, that was like the one dystopian book I didn't read in high school.
Okay, so yeah, that was a thing when the police came in, they would just spray everybody with this, they called it Soma.
Okay.
And it would just make everybody like chill out and be happy.
Would they arrest them or beat
them? They do whatever they want. I mean, they weren't really big into arresting people. They would just be like, okay, stop doing that.
Oh, so just keeping everyone in line. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay, I think I've heard of this. You ever heard of Crocodile? The title is...
I've heard of Chocodile. Could you have a Crocodile Chocodile? That sounds fun.
Maybe if you're eating some sharklet. The title is Crocodile, Russian Heroine That Eats Your Flesh.
Oh, okay.
So this is a cheaply produced drug that has a similar effect to heroin, but it will literally eat the flesh of the user.
So is this a bacteria? Or is it just acid or...
No, it's...
Oh, yeah, I have heard of this.
It's a series of reactions with over-the-counter pain... It actually was discovered by just a series of reactions with over-the-counter painkillers and other easily available chemicals. So someone just kind of put it together.
This sounds really familiar.
So you cook it... So it's cooked up painkillers, lighter fluid, and cleaning oils in your kitchen.
Okay.
A brown gunk called Crocodile is produced from this. The mixture was named for its tendency to turn the skin of users scaly and reptilian
as
the toxic byproducts eat away at the flesh. Heavy use leaves flesh gray and dead, sometimes rotting away to the bone.
Thanks, Russians.
Way to go, Russia. This is why you stick with vodka. Nothing else.
So noticeably absent here is good old Chantrix.
Yeah, you're right.
Or Champix or whatever.
Should I look it up? Because I found it in a whole bunch of other articles.
We don't have to. We can just talk about it for a second. And a lot of people, most people listening probably have heard of this.
Yeah.
So it's this stuff that you take.
It's not a gum. It's not a patch. It's just straight up, like, pill?
I think so.
I think it's a pill.
I don't know. However you take it, it really fucks with your mind.
In an attempt to get you to stop craving cigarettes.
Yeah. And for some people, it works really well.
Right. There's always a group that it works well.
Yeah. But
if you're not part of that small group.
One of the potential side effects and one of the ways I've heard it described is disturbing thoughts and dreams.
This sounds like a Stranger Things thing.
Now, I've never taken it myself. But you can actually, you can Google the Chantrix stories, and they are just creepy as fuck. I mean, they're people that are on this. It's like Silent Hill. Like all the time.
I need to read a Chantrix story.
Seriously, I wouldn't be surprised if Silent Hill was originally like somebody reading a Chantrix story and thinking, hey. You can make a game out of this.
Let me see if I can find someone likening Chantrix to Silent Hill. No? Okay. What really happened with the Silent Hills?
Maybe I'm the only one who's making that connection there.
One man's experience with the stop smoking drug Chantrix.
Okay. So as you're looking this up,
yes.
as I've read a little bit, it makes your dreams really weird, and it makes it difficult to tell whether or not you're dreaming, like when you're awake.
Okay. That's disturbing.
And it doesn't necessarily make you suicidal, but it can give you kind of suicidal-ish sort of thoughts. You find something good there?
These are just sad. Come on, let's give me something like funny. There's a... Oh, I'll go to New York Mag. There's a whole like website for it. Whoa, that's a creepy. Okay.
Oh, that's just a cheap camera effect. But yeah, I've read people having like kind of quasi hallucinations.
I have a good one.
Okay.
Here. Okay. So this guy just started taking Chantix, and then his boss just started warning him that he had read an article about it. So the guy ignored it. The next night, I nodded off listening to Radiohead's In Rainbows, feeling a little guilty that I'd paid $0 for it. Yeah, because that's when they gave it away for free. I had a quick blip of a dream. A dark, inky fluid was jolting violently from the corners of my ceiling, zigzagging its way across the walls and wooden floor in jerky sync to the music. That's Silent Hill right there.
Yeah.
It was only a dream, though it seemed more immediate and visceral than my usual fare, which I really remember after waking up. The following night, things got even stranger. I fell asleep with Bravo blaring on my TV and dreamed that a red-faced Tim Gum was pushing me against the wall. "But I always thought you were so nice," I said. By night four, my dreams began to take on characteristics of a David Cronenberg movie. Every time I drift off, I dream that an invisible, malevolent entity was emanating from my air conditioner, which seemed to be rattling even more than usual. I'd nap for 20 minutes or so before bolting awake with an involuntary gasp. I had the uneasy sense that I wasn't alone. I smoked a cigarette, then tried going back to sleep. But each time I started napping, I dreamed that something increasingly ominous, carbon monoxide, vampires, was sucking vital essence out of me. Soon, the clock on my desk read 3:20 a.m. The most unsettling thing about sleeping on Chantix is that I never felt like I was truly asleep. Some part of me remained on guard. It was more like lucid dreaming, what I thought it might feel like to be hypnotized. And it didn't entirely go away come morning, this is what you were talking
about.
As I showered, shaved, and scrambled into clothes, I tried to shake a weird paranoid sense that I'd been physically raped by a household appliance. Wow.
So, yeah. Well, let's add Chantix to the list. But it works really well for some people.
A very small number of people. In the end, my takeaway is, I think that occasionally there is a time, various types of medical conditions where medication is the right choice and it's the right thing to do. Being a little more holistically oriented as I am, I do find that people are incredibly fucking lazy. And if people made an effort with diet and exercise, which most people are able to do and they don't try. And I mean very simple stuff. I don't mean running a Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
I would think that a lot of problems would be lessened without the use of drugs.
Have you ever smoked, like cigarette smoke? Have you ever smoked it with any sort of regularity?
No.
Okay. So
I'm not talking about breaking an addiction.
Okay, well, that's specific to Chantix.
No, I get it. I'm very curious how my mom's going to... She's trying to, like, wean herself off after 40 years.
My mom
hasn't dated since the day she threw my father out 20 years ago. So she might be tough enough to pull the shit off. But I'm just saying, I'm very curious, and I'm really glad I don't live at home.
Yeah.
During this, she's going to be so crabby.
For some things, I agree with you. For something like smoking, like an addiction to smoking...
A product that has been engineered to make you addicted. Yes, I agree. Right? That's unfair, and you kind of need to fight drugs.
Some people need some help with that.
I get it. I'm just saying that the stents, what do you call it? All those, the things that people take for cholesterol and shit? Stent, not stents.
You mean the things they have inserted in
them?
Yeah,
I'm saying the wrong word.
That's stents.
Yeah, but not stents. There's the type of drug that people use for cholesterol and shit. I forgot what it is. It's a general...
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll let it
I know what you're talking about.
My point is that a lot of people are taking drugs for things that could be fixed through diet and exercise. I'm not talking about cigarette smoking. I think that's pretty fucked up. But what was done to cigarettes to make people addicted. I'm just saying. I'm going back to the other article.
Okay.
A lot of things. You can lose weight. It is possible.
Yes.
You don't need to take a drug that makes you eat your walls. You know.
Yeah. or makes your body just sort of eat itself. And
I mean, hey, maybe you want to look like, you know, Doc Croc or whatever. The Croc? There's a villain called Croc something.
He's in Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Is it Croc? It's just Killer Croc.
Killer Croc. Which I guess you haven't seen yet.
No. But I'm excited to see Kubo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to pull it off with you guys to get Saturday. Babysitter and everything.
I am looking forward to that.
Have you seen the Rotten Tomatoes score?
Last time I checked, it was pretty high.
It's been 10 days since it's been out. It's at 96%.
Nice.
Critics. They're saying it's probably the best Leica movie ever.
From that studio, you mean?
Yeah. They did Paranorman and Coraline, but Paranorman's up there with, like...
Coraline was kind of uneven, but it was really good.
Well, it sucks because it's a Neil Gaiman story, and I feel like if they maybe... I don't know if they stuck close enough to it, but
it's disturbing for...
Well, and that's what they said about Kubo, is it...
Well, even Paranorman is kind of disturbing.
Well, Leica's always done dark. I feel like if you were ever to ask me what Leica was like, I would say I didn't know my wife when she was a preteen, but I imagine Leica is the studio my wife would have started as a preteen. Kind of gothy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of dark.
Yeah.
But still fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
But this one, people are, one of the things they're praising about it is not only is it well written and the animation's really amazing, but it's not afraid to be a little sad as a kid's movie.
Yeah. And if you ever, just really get going off on a tangent here, briefly, but have you ever read, like, the original Grimm's Fairy Tales?
I have an original printing of them. That's okay. 100 years old. Yes, they are
brutal. They are fucked up.
They are brutal. Yeah, do you know what the mom did to the two stepsisters to get their foot to fit in the glass slipper?
Oh, like, cut them, whittled them down or something?
Cut the fucking toes off.
Yeah, cut their toes off.
Why not? It's the easiest way to do it. Look, they'll fit. Snip, snip, snip.
Yeah. So yeah. There's lots of messed up stuff in that.
I'm not saying children need to be exposed to that. That's a bit much. I think I'd give my kid nightmares with that. But, you know, well, okay, let's end with this. Did you hear about the letter that the dean of Chicago University wrote to the incoming class of 2020?
No.
It was just in the news a couple days ago.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm all for this.
Oh, yeah, I have then. I have, yes. Go ahead.
So... comedians, big name comedians are not doing college campuses anymore because the current crop of millennials are so sheltered and so politically correct that they cannot have their expectations in any way challenged or jolted because they are sensitive snowflakes. And so trigger warnings and safe spaces abound. And while I think that sort of thing makes perfect sense for the treatment of people suffering from extreme traumatic experiences and PTSD, I don't think it has a place in everyday life. I truly don't. And apparently, this has become a real problem on college campuses. So the dean of, I believe it's Chicago University, University of Chicago, wrote an open letter to the incoming class of 2020 saying, welcome, we're happy to have you. Just so you know, there will be no trigger warnings on this campus, and there will be no safe spaces. Academia, learning, should make you uncomfortable. And so we will not be coddling you. And A, bravo. B, what fucking state are we in as a country that we have to have someone say that? To a bunch of, like, 18-year-olds.
Well, okay. This is something that we could spend a lot more time mm-hmm, talking about, mm-hmm. but we won't. I will just say that I'm not a lawyer, but I suspect at least part of this this is speculation on my part,
mm-hmm.
that part of this might be from looking at this as a liability.
Sure.
And if you set a precedent where... we're going to have trigger warnings and safe spaces and all this stuff, protecting, looking out for the students'
that psyches. That is almost an admission of culpability, I guess, right?
Yes. Yeah. If you start down that path...
I agree.
You could be setting yourself up for, well, why didn't you warn me about this?
Right.
You warned me about this and this and this, but you forgot this, so now I'm going to sue you.
And that's fine. I find that very few things in this world are ever 100% altruistically motivated. Abraham Lincoln didn't free the slaves because he was a humanitarian. He was doing it to weaken the force in the South, rising up against the nation. If you really want to generalize. But still, as I recall, the University of Chicago was on the forefront of sociology. I believe a lot of the people we studied when I was studying sociology in college were from that school. I think they're kind of cool and hip and get it and good. Fuck that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting years from now to see how this all shook out.
I hope it turns around, man. Shakes out. Shakes out?
Shake it.
Like a Polaroid picture? Trigger warning?
Trigger warning. Buddies in space. Yes. This is a plug trigger warning, I guess, right?
Product placement trigger warning?
Product placement trigger warning. Promo trigger warning. Non-funny content trigger warning.
You will not laugh for the next 42 seconds.
Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. We are a member of the Stolen Dress Entertainment Podcast Network. Visit stolendress.com to check out... What are you counting?
I'm trying to see if I was right about 42 seconds.
What?
You're only helping me.
Okay. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books.
Tra-la-la.
Mr. Broda.
Mr. Broda, Clint Westfall's Broda. I posted the latest one this morning, and someone I used to work with goes, I am so confused right now. And I was like, yeah, it's this really big long form that a whole bunch of different people are telling, like, this a story across a bunch of vlogs. So all I'm saying is Clint Westfall was celebrating with some really expensive beer and soda. And you have to wonder why he's celebrating. What did he do?
What did he do?
Celebration. And there was a hint of perhaps guilt or melancholy there. I've discovered I'm not that great improvising alone. It's hard.
Do you need me to come in and help you on one of these?
I'm almost done with them at this point.
Okay.
If I see a hole, I'll go for it. But yeah, I just, it's just tough. Like, I'm hitting the notes I need to hit with from the script. They're not the script, but the treatment. But it's okay. Like, this isn't like, I need you to play.
If you need me, I'll be there.
Well,
just say my name.
You have to drink beer though.
Do I?
Yes.
Do I?
If you fucking do my show, you do. You are?
S. Michael Smith. And you are?
And Michael Carassi.
We are Buddies in Space.
Buddies in Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been enjoying some Dylan's Rose Gin tonight.
And a plethora. We had four glasses each. Four different versions of a gin and soda.
And everything, all of the different dry sodas were great, except for the tonic. This just the straight up dry
which
tonic.
Which wasn't a dry soda.
It was a dry tonic.
It was Q tonic.
But yeah, it was Q tonic.
Yeah.
So it was not the dry.
I have enjoyed every time you bring a dry the brand dry soda over. I have enjoyed whatever you. I tend to enjoy those mixers.
Yeah.
If it's a great mixer.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're fucking humanitarian.